Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Thursday, the 28th day of January 2010. We're going to be here live for the next 4 hours, and we're going to simulcast the second, third, and fourth hour of the radio show at PrisonPlanet.tv for all the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Joining us is Mark Dice of the Resistance from Southern California, who put out the stunning video on Monday of the majority of people he talked to in Southern California, in San Diego, saying they would sign a petition and signing a petition, reading the petition, to ban free speech in America. This is not a joke. When Cass Sunstein, the White House regulations czar, calls for censoring the Internet and banning conspiracy theories, and that means anything he disagrees with, we have a serious problem, ladies and gentlemen. And we saw attempts at censorship with the free speech zones and the Pentagon admitting they had paid bloggers in the U.S. under Bush, and all the fake news and the fake news packages and the buying off of the media and the provocateurs trying to break up the anti-war rallies and so many other things Bush did. But now it's in ultra high gear under Barack Obama because it's just a progression in the tyranny. So he'll be joining us in the next hour. Then popping in, Darwin Bedeker of the Austin Gun Show. They got shut down by the feds illegally. He did get the Target Center, which is a nice facility in South Austin, not North Austin. That's coming up with the 20th, 21st of February. But believe me, the globalist minions will be there trying to shut that down again. So we'll talk to him for about 10, 15 minutes coming up in the third hour today. And then Kurt Haskell, completely vindicated. I mean, he's been vindicated over and over again. Remember, he and his wife, both lawyers, they have a law firm together. They were flying back from Europe on Christmas Day, and the supposed underwear bomber tried to blow the plane up. He saw a well-dressed man bring him on board the plane without passport, past security, on board the plane. He saw someone videotaping. Well, other witnesses as well saw them videotaping and focusing their camera throughout the flight on the underwear bomber, some type of drill or something, or to make him go ahead with the drill so he would believe that it was a drill. That's what they do. They set patsies up. And by the way, he has pled not guilty. The underwear bomber has. So he's popping in. And then we have Deborah Medina on in the last 30 minutes of the show, the amazing libertarian, constitutionalist, true conservative, anti-war, anti-big government, anti-corruption, anti-Federal Reserve, pro-America candidate who is just surging in the polls. If she had more time, she'd win for sure. But the election is just in a week away. The big debate is Friday that Belo tried to shut her out of, but thanks to protest and the fact that she went up so high in the polls after the first debate, she has been included. But we'll see if they try to skimp on the time and give her less time like they did in the debates, the Republican primary debates against Ron Paul. In fact, we did the math back then, and in almost every case, he got the least amount of time or the second least amount of time in those debates. So that's coming up. And I saw a report that war criminal arrest warrants are being considered and being requested against Cheney and Bush. So we called the man that reportedly issued them, Professor of Law Francis A. Boyle. He's in Fall of the Republic. He's going to be joining us coming up in T-minus 25 minutes. Stay with us.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria. Molds and fungus, too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We have a completely jam-packed radio broadcast today on this Thursday, 28th day of January edition. We got Mark Dice with his incredible report, the shock video of the majority of people in San Diego he randomly talked to, signing a petition to ban free speech and to ban anyone under penalty of arrest for criticizing Obama in any way. This is not a joke. They're openly talking about restricting and shutting down freedom on the web. Italy has now done it. That's London Guardian. Australia is openly announcing it, quote, Chinese-style net censorship under the secret UN treaty. If you don't believe me, we've covered this probably 20 times, but Google's secret UN Internet Treaty revealed came out, what, 3 months ago, where they openly talk about restrictions that will basically, for all intents and purposes, shut it down. Remember, Microsoft set up predominantly the control grid more than 15 years ago for China. And Bill Gates gave a speech 2 days ago defending that and saying he has no problem with what China is doing. Now, he has designed most of the architecture, Microsoft has, and the back doors for the NSA and everything else in this country, the cybersecurity takeover system. Microsoft has gotten most of the big contracts along with IBM. Google is nastily involved as well, but not as bad from our research, in helping set this up. I've got to do more complete reports on that, but I just wanted to mention that Mark Dice is coming up for the full next hour. We've got Darwin Bedeker popping in with some good news, but it's going to be a fight as well. They're going to try to shut down the next gun show. You can be assured of that, but we need everybody there at this first event and then the next event to try to sting the stingers with our video cameras and catch them in their attempted setups. Also, we've got Kurt Haskell, the lawyer, completely vindicated Sunday. FBI said, okay, we changed our story six times. We're changing it a seventh time. Mr. Haskell is right. There was another man on the plane. We did arrest him, but we're not going to talk about it. I mean, that is now admitted by Associated Press, CNN, you name it, from the underwear bomber. And if you're like, okay, that happened a month ago, a month and 3 days ago, why do we care? Well, they're using that to put in the naked body scanners at courthouses, at airports. England is saying, we don't care if you refuse. We're not going to even let you have a pat down. We're going to record your naked body. The feds, TSA, are now talking about putting these things in shopping malls and at bus terminals and subways and making you go through them. This is an act of domination, an act of making you submit to hardcore tyranny, and it will not stand. So we're going to be talking to Kurt Haskell about that. And clearly, watching the State of the Union last night, I couldn't make myself watch the whole thing. After it was over, I went to YouTube and watched maybe 30 minutes of it, and it was just everything Obama said was a lie. Everything was a distortion. Everything was a fraud. Everything. Just like when Bush talks. It's just all one giant wall of lies and distortions and spin and twisting. But we will cover that in most of the third hour. Darwin Bedeker will just be with us for about 15 minutes. So we're going to have open phones. Kurt Haskell is just joining us for about 30 minutes as well, so we'll talk about it during another 30-minute section of the radio broadcast today as well. And Bankstergate, it's over for Tim Geithner. He's going to end up being replaced. They may wait 6 months until right before the election to do it, but I'd be very surprised if he isn't gone, and there's calls for his resignation in the House and Senate. And the White House is now distancing themselves. That isn't good enough. You don't throw one of your bag men under the bus and then satisfy the American people, the people of the world who've been swindled. We need to get Bernanke to not be reconfirmed to a second term as the Federal Reserve titular figurehead, the real head of the Federal Reserve, the New York Fed. That was Geithner at the time. But still, he needs to be defeated in his confirmation hearings. But that isn't enough, his reconfirmation hearings, to be precise. That isn't enough. We need to have criminal investigations of these individuals. And the good news is that's openly being discussed in just publications everywhere. I'm not even looking for articles about that, and I see them all over the place. And the people are learning who their real enemies are, these offshore private banks that have come in, taken over our government, and suck almost all the tax money out through corporate welfare to themselves. So that is coming up as well. And I've been watching speeches by Dennis Kucinich, by other Democrats, by Republicans. They have gone from a month ago saying there's no way to beat the government takeover of health care to, come on, it's the lesser of two evils, it's not perfect, to, this thing is a giant scam. It gives liability protection and allows trust to be formed, monopolies to be formed, greater monopolies we already have, cartels, over health care. It rips off people that already have insurance. The truth is now out there about this unconstitutional monstrosity, and now they're saying it's dead. Scrap the whole thing. Democrats are saying that, and they're revolting, saying we never wanted to go along with this. We don't want to be politically destroyed. Our constituents are angry with us. And some Republicans are saying, oh, we can have a compromise, because they want to give the money, the bailout, along with some of the corrupt Democrats, to the insurance companies. That's all this is. That's all it will ever be. I have another mainstream article out of the British news. And I have another one out of the Canadian news, digging around for him here. Oh, here's one of them, where in the last 3 weeks, as you know, the swine flu hoax is in full retreat. I mean, this is good news. But here's one headline out of the Mail. Drug firms drove swine flu pandemic warning to recoup billions of pounds spent on research. Drug companies manipulated the World Health Organization into downgrading its definition of a pandemic so they could cash in on a swine flu outbreak, it is claimed. And who's saying that? The EU Health Commission, 40-plus member board. An inquiry heard yesterday that the World Health Organization allegedly softened its criteria for declaring the H1N1 flu pandemic last spring, just weeks before announcing there was a worldwide outbreak. And we're very close to having either the commission chairman or one of the members of the commission on tomorrow. In fact, that's nailed down, right? On the swine flu, we've got one of the EU commission members on tomorrow. I know you guys told me 2 days ago we did. Awesome. This is, yeah. Again, producing live on air here. We are very close to getting one of the, probably the chairman on. So I'm going to, oh, it's next week now because I guess they're still having the hearings today and tomorrow. It always goes late. Okay, well, whatever. Good job, guys. So we are, the hounds are on their heels there as well. So good job to everybody. Now, obviously, I want to get into the Democratic anger goes public in prime time. That's the Guardian headline where the Democrats are now publicly criticizing Obama and saying, we're not going along with this. We're not committing political suicide and doing something that is completely unpopular and unconstitutional. But Obama urges nervous Democrats to fight for his agenda. Well, what is your agenda? Offshore and Wall Street interest wanting another scam, another ripoff? But now I want to play a clip of Representative Micah encouraging Geithner to resign and grilling him. Here is this historic clip.
You've distanced yourself from any cover-up before November 24th, and then, of course, you were out of the picture from November 24th forward. Is that correct?
Congressman, I'm not trying to distance myself from anything. I will take complete responsibility for decisions I was played a role in shaping, was part of shaping, including all decisions up to the 24th in this case. And I'm happy to take responsibility for all decisions I've made.
And you were aware of 100 cents on a dollar bail.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And, see, right here is the oxymoron. He's always been public saying he ordered the New York Fed with U.S. taxpayer bailout money to give 100 cents on the dollar. They got the money in October. They served it out in October and November. And he was at the private New York Fed then, heading it. And he's always said 100 cents on the dollar, and then he ordered it. And he's always said it's secret who got the money. Then we have the emails carrying out his policy, ordering AIG to commit massive federal crimes. The SEC didn't give him a waiver to do this. And to keep it out of the federal filing so the public and the media couldn't find out that Geithner was giving himself and his former boss Paulson and a bunch of other crooks money. So he then lies and says, I wasn't involved in that email. That's when he got caught. And then he stonewalled it. This guy's in a lot of trouble. Let's continue.
The risk that was posed by that offer. So you knew about that, but you weren't attempting to cover up. That's your testimony.
Of course not.
Today. Okay. So I believe either you made
it
a bad
so
decision there.
I'm sorry. I'm watching the video right now. Radio listeners can't see it, but I'm sure a lot of you watched it live. I mean, Geithner looks like an evil elf, and he's not a good liar. I mean, he is the worst liar I've ever seen. This guy is guilty of sin. I mean, we know with the facts, but just watching him, it's worse than Bill Clinton saying, I didn't have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky, shaking his finger. Here we go.
Test.
Of course not.
Today. Okay. So I believe either you made a bad decision there, or in fact there was the attempt to cover up one of the biggest bailouts, backdoor bailouts, in history.
It wasn't a bailout. It was a robbery.
Now you tried to frame it as you did it because you did it in the interest of the people and the failure of the system. I'm telling you, I believe these are lame excuses. Either you were in charge and did the wrong thing, or you participated in the wrong thing. This to me, it appears like, you know, when you were being confirmed.
Stay there, folks.
A lot of
we're going to come back and finish up with this. These people are not invincible. We can bring them down.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Let's continue, and every single congressman basically grilled him. I haven't watched the full 3 hours, but every clip I've seen on the web of congressman after congressman, Republican and Democrat, they are really hammering Tiny Tim Geithner. Let's go back to the clip.
Controversy surrounded you're not paying your taxes. You gave lame excuses then.
Back that up.
I believe you're giving
them. That's too important. That's too important. Back up about 20 seconds. I mean, let's not forget that. There are now, what is it, the last number I saw last week was over 60 people high level in the White House that just don't pay their taxes. How many members of Congress don't pay their taxes? That's a real badge of tyranny when the system is exempt from the laws they put over us. Just like big corporations have used the Patriot Act, and it's continued under Obama, to make their toxic waste dumping secret. Why can't we have some real environmentalism? No, we're going to have a tax on carbon dioxide that plants breathe. Because that's something that doesn't hurt the big boys. It taxes the regular people. I'm sorry, I'm digressing. Here he is bringing up the taxes.
In history, now you've tried to frame it as you did it because you did it in the interest of the people and the failure of the system. I'm telling you, I believe these are lame excuses. Either you were in charge and did the wrong thing, or you participated in the wrong thing. To me, it appears like, you know, when you were being confirmed, a lot of controversy surrounded your not paying your taxes. You gave lame excuses then. I believe you're giving lame excuses now. And I want, my final question is, why shouldn't we ask for your resignation as Secretary of the Treasury? I didn't think you should have been Secretary of the Treasury when it was disclosed that you didn't pay your taxes, because that's the highest financial responsibility position in the United States government. So why shouldn't you step down?
That is your right. That is your right to that opinion. I have worked in public service all my life. I have never been a politician. I have served my country as carefully and ably as I can, and it is a great privilege.
Serve the country. This guy made tens of millions a year. What, some years he made $13 million or more at Goldman Sachs. He's a former high-level Goldman Sachs executive who worked directly under the head, the chairman of Goldman Sachs, Henry Paulson, who he was doing this hanky-panky with when Paulson was the head of Treasury and he was the head of the New York Fed. It was a heist. He's a public servant? Are bank robbers public servants? Oh, yeah, Geithner, you do all this because you love us. You were one of the top executives of one of the most vicious, piratical, just absolutely criminal investment banks on the planet. Continue with Snake.
As I can, and it is a great privilege to me for me to work with this president to help repair the damage that was here when we took office.
Yes.
And I will do so as long as he asks me to do so, to the best of my ability, with great pride in this country and in him.
Yeah. Again, I think you're punting the blame, and I think you're trying to position yourself as the
senator. You don't know me very well.
And yet,
you don't know me very well. I will take.
We're not getting the whole story. We're getting a lame story in a monumental backdoor decision of bailout for which the American taxpayers will stay on the hook for huge amounts of money. Even by estimates of the Treasury Department, there will be billions of dollars from this deal, which either you should have been overseeing, and you said you had knowledge of, and you failed to take some steps to further protect the taxpayer interest. You were either incompetent on the job, or you were not doing your job and knew what was taking place and tried to conceal it. And I think that's grounds for your removal.
Congressman, I was there. I know what I was responsible for. I take full responsibility and, as I said, great pride in those judgments.
The gentleman's time has expired, but the secretary may answer the question as he sees fit.
He takes great pride in those judgments.
I do. I take great pride in those judgments. And people have a right to disagree with them. And they have a right to go back and look at them with great care and analysis. And I hope you will give the same care and judgment to looking at those decisions in retrospect with the benefit of hindsight that we gave in making those decisions at that time.
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Call after call for him to resign. And Geithner up there acting like he's completely innocent. The good news is, by fully discrediting these people, they won't be able to run more scams in the near future. They're already trying a new banker bailout / swindle, and they've told congressmen to call it a jobs bill. All right, we'll be back with Dr. Boyle.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
There's a lot of amazing experts and researchers in my film, Fall of the Republic. One of them is Dr. Francis Boyle, a scholar in the area of international law and human rights. He got some of the same PhDs in the special programs that Kissinger and others went through. They were grooming him to be basically a super gopher for the New World Order, so he has worked in and around these people, a real expert on what makes them tick. He also drafted the U.S. domestic implementation legislation for the Biological Weapons Convention. He has served as the top lawyer for many heads of state. I mean, if I go over his bio, it's just too lengthy to cover. He's also written many books. But I've got him on today because I saw news reports, and I wanted to find out if this was accurate, the professor of law, Francis A. Boyle, University of Illinois College of Law, in the United States of America, has issued a complaint with the prosecutor of the International Criminal Court against the above-mentioned for their practice of extraordinary rendition. That's secret arrests, kidnapping, torture, forced disappearance of persons, and subsequent torture, including U.S. citizens. They authorized that in Iraq, but he's specifically saying Iraq. And for criminal a policy which constitutes crimes against humanity in violation of the Rome Statute, which set up the ICC. And I've got that filing right here. So I wanted to get him on to talk about this because, you know, Obama was going to bring hope and change, but since he's gotten in, and of course he's going after reportedly George Bush and Richard Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld, George Tenet, Condoleezza Rice, Alberto Gonzalez, the International Criminal Court, The Hague, and the Netherlands. We're here to find out the details of this, or if these news reports are accurate or entirely accurate. But then separately, there's the other issue of Barack Obama, who is actually accelerating many of these policies. He just doesn't put out the rhetoric about how the dark side is great and taking the gloves off is great and what's the big deal, let's get tough. But he's actually expanded rendition in secret camps and many of these egregious operations. So I wonder if down the road Dr. Boyle is going to be filing something on them. Dr. Boyle, good to have you on with us.
Well, Alex, thanks for having me on, and my best to your listening audience. Yes, in answer to your question, if you read the documents, maybe you could post them all on your website, you will see that I basically threatened the Obama administration. They are continuing extraordinary rendition. There's no question about that. This complaint is designed to go against Bush and you know, the kingpins of the Bush administration. But I did make it clear in my filing with Maria Ocampo, the ICC prosecutor, that, you know, if he's not able to stop this, I'll have to file a complaint against Obama. I'm a, a licensed attorney. I have a professional obligation to investigate both the facts and the law before I take legal action against someone. And in the case of Bush and the rest of them, we have very extensive documentation by the Parliamentary Assembly for the Council of Europe, the so-called Marti reports, based on exhaustive official investigation of all these European states. So that is really the heart of my complaint against Bush and the rest of the factual submissions. But I just don't have that many facts against Obama. There might be some things out there in the news media, but with all due respect, as a lawyer, you can't really rely on news media accounts. That's not enough. So,
exactly. With Bush, you have the White House lawyers, John Yoo and others, and Rumsfeld quotes and Cheney bragging about it. I mean, they were very arrogant about this.
That's right. John Yoo and Bybee are in the complaint. They're not listed as the kingpins, but they are in the complaint. It's sort of like what happened at Nuremberg. You had Goring and the rest of the kingpins there at Nuremberg, and then a separate proceeding against the judges and the lawyers. But here I'm going to try to sweep up the judges and lawyers, too, like Bybee, who's now a judge, you, Goldsmith at Harvard Law School. You know, I'm going after the kingpins.
Separately, what do you know about Cass Sunstein? I mean, have you read the papers? He's the new regulatory czar, where he openly says basically end free speech in America and arrest people if they criticize the government.
Yeah, Sunstein is a neoconservative. You know, there are neocons in the Obama administration. Larry Summers, Cass Sunstein, Elena Kagan, Harvard Law School dean, now the Solicitor General, and on the very short list for the next slot on the Supreme Court, and you better pay attention to this. She's a neocon. She hired this war criminal, Goldsmith, at Harvard Law School when I tried to prevent it. He's a neocon and a war criminal. Obama appointed her U.S. Solicitor General, which is the so-called 10th member of the U.S. Supreme Court. She's in charge of the quarterbacking of all litigation in all United States courts, federal courts, especially the Supreme Court. And she has been the one going into all the federal courts to argue in favor of the all the police state tactics that Bush adopted for 8 years in power. There's been no retreat on any of these police state tactics. It's a dire threat to this republic. And when the last seat opened up on the Supreme Court, there were only three people who got appointments with President Obama on that slot. Granholz, Harvard Law School, the current governor of Michigan, who would have been an excellent choice. Kagan, former dean of Harvard Law School, where Obama and I went, although the two Obamas were behind me, and Kagan was too. And Sotomayor, who got the job. Now, the short list, we know Justice Stevens will be retiring at the end of this term. So the short list then is Kagan, maybe Granholz, and Cass Sunstein is on that short list. That's
well, reported. Sir, when you read what Cass Sunstein has to say, I mean, I literally, he's got more than 50 papers we posted on Infowars.com, and I got bloodshot eyes trying to read as many as I could, and it was otherworldly. He said,
Alex, I haven't read all his stuff because he is a neoconservative.
He's completely insane, but I mean to shift gears back.
He was behind me at Harvard Law School. He spent most of his career teaching at the University of Chicago Law School, which we've discussed before. I've written about totally right-wing, racist, bigoted, reactionary, warmongering, and totalitarian.
That seems to be the main covey of where they get their lawyers. But I apologize for digressing. I just know that you know these people, so I wanted to see what you thought of Cass Sunstein.
Remember, Obama taught there, too. And then what happened, to show you how incestuous all these people are, Kagan taught there, too, moved to Harvard Law School, became dean, then hired Sunstein from the University of Chicago Law School to go to Harvard Law School, and then Obama put him in his current position, where he is on the very short list for the Supreme Court, along with Kagan. So people had better pay attention. They are both neoconservatives. Kagan is a flunky for Larry Summers. Larry Summers, we all know him. when he was president of Harvard, he put her in charge of being the dean at Harvard Law School, and she turned the place even more far to the right than it had been.
Okay, now we're running out of time here, and I'm sorry we digressed that, but it is important to see how it's the same crew. And of course, he kept Gates at the Pentagon, so it's the same operation, just new boss. Going back to your complaint, the EU has a lot of problems, but this particular commission is one of the same groups now saying the swine flu was a hoax and criminal and going after them. So I believe there actually are some good people there. Do you have any faith that they'll actually start the investigation to indict Bush, Cheney, and others? And how will this unfold? And what do you see happening? A, what's your gut tell you? B, if they did go for it, which the facts are all out in the open, what would the procedure be, and what would you expect the people in Washington to do? I mean, I would see Obama protecting Bush.
Yeah, I think you're right. Well, Obama has protected Bush all up and down so far. Publicly, refusal to prosecute, and then Kagan has protected all of his the Bush positions in court. You know, this is a bipartisan attempt to destroy the Constitution and set up a police state. There's no question about it. I have received official notification from the ICC on the filing of my complaint. They said they are going to review my complaint. It's 50 pages typed single spaced, and they will return to me in writing. I have requested a meeting with Moreno Ocampo himself. We'll see what happens on that. I do have a docket number. Where it goes from there, it's going to take them some time to process my complaint and exhibits and the Marty report and all the rest of it. So I can't say. This is really the first step, Alex. I've got it on file. I'm sure many other people had filed complaints with the ICC for one reason or another, but they did not establish jurisdiction. That's the critical point here. They can't do anything unless there's jurisdiction under the Rome Statute.
And they've been taking the people they kidnapped to be tortured all over Europe. So Europe has the jurisdiction. I haven't read your filing.
Right. What it is, the United States government is not a party to the Rome Statute. So for all the years of Bush, people were saying, why don't you file a complaint? Why don't you file a complaint? And I said, because there's no jurisdiction. But when I read of the Marty report in the news media, that they have been committing enforced disappearances of human beings and torture in ICC member states. I remember I was teaching my international law course, human rights course, and I said to my students, now I have them, that they were committing
ICC. That's right. They've got the torture camps at horse ranches and old prisons. I mean, they're in Poland. They're in Romania. They're everywhere.
That's correct. And that's all in my complaint, briefly. That's correct. I point out to Moreno Ocampo, look, this is just to get the ball rolling. It's a 50-page complaint.
And this is a confirmed fact. So Europe will now be complicit if they don't repudiate this and immediately go arrest the people running these torture dungeons.
One would hope so. I can't file lawsuits against everyone.
Illegal, extrajudicial, offshore, secret dungeons at private facilities in someone else's country? That is illegal on the face of it by all measures of law.
That's correct, and that's why I filed the complaint, because now I have jurisdiction, and I have it not on the basis of news media reports, but an official investigation by the Parliamentary Assembly of Europe. That is correct. The other thing, going back to Obama, as we now know, under Obama, the CIA has drawn up a hit list of United States citizens, and there are now five people on there, at least that they're reporting, and they're going around murdering U.S. citizens with no due process of law.
Did you see Israel in Reuters and UPI 6 years ago, where they bragged that they're carrying out hits in the U.S.?
I had not seen that, but I noticed there have been some mysterious deaths.
Well, let me just say this, sir. You're already on a no-fly list. You already get a lot of harassment. You're really a tough guy, folks. For people that don't know, this guy's tough as nails. But let me tell you, I told the D.C. madam and many others that end up getting killed, sir, you better watch your six.
Yeah, well, I have a lot of life insurance, so look.
No, I understand the attitude. You just don't even care anymore. I understand. May the heavens fall.
Alex, look, I was trained to be one of these people. I went through the same PhD program at Harvard that produced Kissinger. They gave me Kissinger's old office at the Center for International Affairs. His files were in there when I moved in. Bad karma, so I got him out. So I know exactly what I'm dealing with.
I know. That's why I salute you. You are just an amazing person.
nice of you to say that.
Well, you're marching right into the dragon's den, but that's got to be done, or it's just going to continue. We know they're expanding. Did you see at the G20 where the army was snatching and grabbing people, and then it was
Did I see what?
Video. The army was snatching and grabbing activists at the G20.
The U.S. Army? Which army?
The U.S. Army.
At the G20. I don't have time to watch videos and stuff. I do most of my...
No, I understand, but I'm saying this is already creeping into the U.S.
Right. No, it's clear. This is George Orwell's 1984. Already we're in it. And the wars go on abroad. Obama expands the war into Pakistan, Somalia, Yemen. We know that the underwear bomber, that was a setup to justify military intervention in Yemen. The Washington Post reported this already. We've been in Yemen for a while. They're threatening Iran. And in the process of doing this, they understand, especially given the dire economic situation, and we know Obama's in the palms of all the bankers and Wall Street and the rest of them. That's why he has Larry Summers running the economy. Summers is a crook. We all know that. And Geithner is his flunky, too. And Obama's going to give us Bernanke again. I mean, Bush has got. But we know that the more the wars go on abroad, the more they have to repress the American people with these police state tactics instituted by Bush, going after, right from the day in office, that is, even with Bush, even before the Patriot Act. And Obama is continuing that. Kagan is doing this in court. You've already mentioned what Sunstein is calling for. This is what faces us. And if we don't stop these people, they're going to set off World War III here. And then they will have the excuse they need to formally put the whole country under martial law. There's no question about it in my mind.
There's no doubt they're openly under NORTHCOM admitting it in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, admitting it in PDD 51, admittedly kidnapping and torturing people, admittedly provocateuring and staging terror attacks. There is no doubt they're going for broke. How do we stop them? I mean, why were you picked and groomed to be one of their top minions? Why did you wake up and turn against them?
That was my agenda all along. When I was 17, I was so appalled by the Vietnam War, which I had studied at great length in American foreign policy, I decided that I would get the most elite education I possibly could and then come out and turn it against these people, because there were going to be more Vietnam. Vietnam was not episodic as I thought. It was systemic. I went into the belly of the beast, or I guess I would say the brain of the beast, for 10 years at the University of Chicago and Harvard, and then came out and proceeded with the plan I had when I was 17.
Well, sir, we really appreciate your time. Fire out any websites or your latest book for folks that are interested.
Clarity Press has a website, and you can get my books at Amazon.com. They're all there.
Give us some of the titles.
For these purposes, I would say Tackling America's Toughest Questions, Clarity Press, just came out. Another book, very important for what's going on now, Protesting Power, War, Resistance, and Law, Rauman and Littlefield, Inc. Another book, Destroying...
I'll tell you what, Dr. Boyle, hold on one moment. I want to say bye to you during the break.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dried guy, the best you can buy.
We don't need no education.
We're going to start simulcasting for the last 3 hours of the show in T-minus 5.5 minutes at PrisonPlanet.tv, streaming in living color. Dr. Francis A. Boyle is our guest with us for one more segment. You were finishing up with that other book, sir?
Destroying World Order, that really starts with 9/11 and the Bush administration and carries it up. If you hit those three books, that'll bring it up to date until, March. I did not attempt to get into Obama. I sort of concluded, you know, with Bush in my closing thoughts. And actually I said, well, it seems to me we're going to get an Obama-Clinton holdover administration. I didn't really anticipate Obama was going to keep all the Bush people. So basically, we now have an Obama-Bush Free Administration. It's very unfortunate.
And so giving us a forecast of what you see unfolding, they clearly want to continue to try to destabilize Iran. They were in Yemen 3 months before with thousands of U.S. advisors. That was actually in the New York Times and the BBC the day before Christmas. And, of course, the Washington Post yesterday confirmed. So right as they launched that new operation, here comes the underwear bomber.
That's right. That was clearly a setup. Since I'm on the terrorist watch list myself, there's absolutely no way this guy could have gone through unless he was flagged on through and they let him through. It just can't happen. And I'm a U.S. citizen. So, of course, he was let through. He was shipped out of, one of these Manchurian candidate types, shipped out of Yemen. They forwarded him on. He was flagged on through. Fortunately, the thing didn't work. If it had, we all know that Tommy Franks has said another terrorist attack, the American people will demand that the military shut the country down. Also very significant, Alex, as Gates was flying back from Pakistan, he let the New York Times know that he was watching the movie 7 Days in May. 7 Days in May is a 1964 movie about a military coup d'etat against the United States government that is only stopped by one officer, sort of like Smedley Butler stopping the fascist coup d'etat against FDR.
It's an amazing film.
But the interesting point here is that Gates, the Secretary of Defense, on a Pentagon airplane flying back home to the United States, had obviously ordered one of his flunkies to go out and dig up a film from 1964 and then show it on the way home about a military coup against the civilian elected government, and then reveal this back to the New York Times to be reported back home. So obviously Gates threatened a military coup against Obama if Obama doesn't do exactly what the Pentagon...
And I agree. We saw neocon publications say he's a communist. He's weak on these wars. The military wants to overthrow him. So they're taking all the anger by the people for the rest of the banker's own agenda and then turning that back against their own puppet. I mean, that is Machiavellian.
Well, that's correct. And also, Gates was head of the CIA. Once CIA, always CIA. So you have to look at what the parable here, that you had the head of the Pentagon and CIA together by means of resurrecting this movie and putting it on the plane and prominently showing it. CIA, Pentagon are threatening a military coup.
Well, look, Ron Paul said in a speech 2 weeks ago that we're basically already under a military CIA coup. Do you agree with him?
Yeah, I think 9/11 was the coup.
God bless you, sir. We appreciate you spending time with us. We'll all pray for you and support your valiant effort to bring justice to all those being tortured in the death camps.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.